All right. We made a roster move today. We waived Stanford Rout. You know, sometimes you have relationships and you try to make them work and hope that they'll work and anticipate that they're going to work. But this relationship wasn't progressing as quickly or as fast as I wanted it to. And so we decided to make the change. And so we released him today, and other guys on the team are going to have to step up and move forward with that. In his place, Sean Smith, defensive lineman, who has experience some history in the system. We've added him, provide depth along the defensive line, and so we've added him to the team. And so that's where we are as far as the roster is concerned. Injury-wise, Dorsey will not do anything today. He's out. Quinn has made progress, but he's out. He's not allowed to practice. He can have some light activity, and he'll probably be out there, but he's not practicing today. Limited Arenas with his head. Jamal with his neck. Allen with his head. Eaches with his head. And Copper with his calf. Those guys will be limited, and we'll see what they can do or how much they can do, if anything. There may be one of them. One of these head guys may not be able to do anything because tomorrow, all right, we're getting evaluations on some of the head guys also. They get an evaluation tomorrow to find out where they are as we go forward, okay? Also, as we have continually looked at things and evaluated things and trying to turn over every stone that we can to try to find a way to improve the team, all right, I've decided that I'm going to spend more time with the whole team and less time with the defense and see if that can make any difference to our team. And in the meantime, Gary Gibbs, he'll take over the responsibility for being the defensive coordinator, and he'll run the defense. I will continue to be in meetings sometimes. I'll meet with Gary on a regular basis, as well as I do with Brian and Tom, to know what the game plan is, what's going on there. But I'm going to spend more time with the whole team and less time with the defense, and trying to get this thing right and trying to get it turned. We have 8 games to play. It's an 8-game season for us, and so we're going to try to do everything we can to come out these 8 games on the winning ledger in these 8 games and see if that can help us. So with that, I know that you probably don't have any questions, but just in case you do, all right, I'll open it up.
What are you trying to gain by spending more time with the whole team as opposed to defense and the whole team?
Well, you know, as I've looked at this thing and you try to figure out why things may be happening, why they might not be happening, you know, we have a young team, you know, and some guys, their perception, all right, may be that I'm a defensive coach, I'm a defensive coordinator, and I don't care about other parts of the team, which is not true. All right, but their perception may be that. So by my being with them more, then I think that they will see that I'm concerned about the whole team, which I am concerned about the whole team, but my body presence and my physical presence, you know, in different meetings and with the coaching staff and things like that, hopefully that'll help.
Is that something that comes from the coaches, or does that come from the players that don't think you're concerned with both sides?
When I said young, basically the players. You know, we got young players, sometimes a young player sees one thing, and he sees you over there on the other side all the time, and he never sees you over here on this side. You know, then he can begin to assume that, hey, he doesn't care about us over here. And that's not the case, never has been the case. But if that's the perception of one player, then I need to change that perception. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Is this your decision?
Of course.
With
Rob, is that a disciplinary issue? Are you sending a message?
No, not sending any messages. Like I said, that you have relationships. You bring people in, and you hope that things work the way you want them to work. The transition was taking a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take, and so we just felt like it was time to part ways. And so that's what we did.
Was he not accepting coaching? Was that part of the issue?
No, well, you know what? He was trying to do what we were talking to him about, but it was taking a little bit longer. You know, I've said all along that he is trying to learn the system and trying to adapt. And he was making some progress at that, but I needed it to be faster. I thought it was going to be faster, and it wasn't happening, so made the move.
Who steps in now?
Well, Javier started the last game, so we'll keep Javier there, and then Jahlil will have an opportunity to play as well.
Was it more because he was such, his background was press, man for man, and he couldn't,
No.
goes from starting every game and playing every snap to injured, I suppose, and then he can't even be a backup or a special teams guy, or he,
well, like I say, sometimes in relationships, things don't go exactly the way you want them to go or the way you expect them to go. And so you decide to go a different way. And so that's what we decided.
Did he have a bad attitude and become a cancer in the clubhouse or locker room, I guess?
Not to my knowledge.
Romeo, no. What does Sean Smith provide for you in terms of potential leadership on defense, since he knows your system?
Well, the experience that I mentioned to you, because he's played in the system before, he's been on a couple of other teams, the depth along the defensive front, particularly with Dorsey's situation there, I think that helps us. He's a big body, big, strong, physical guy, and he's seen a lot. He understands our system, what I want, what I'm looking for, and I think that he might be able to help us.
Well, the defensive look changed since you're not going to be there, or is it going to be the same and you're just spending more time everywhere?
It will be the same.
Are there things that Brian is or isn't doing as OC that makes you, that's part of this decision?
No. The decision has to do with what my perception is about the team and my spending more time with the team, because it is a young team. And if there's one guy who perceives me as a defensive coach, all right, then that's probably not the best thing for the team. And so I'm spending more time with the whole team, with special teams, with offense, with defense, all right, and doing that.
Go ahead. I mean, there's nothing, you don't expect any major changes in how the offense plays then. I'm not referencing turnovers and stuff. I'm just saying you're not thinking that there's not enough passes downfield, or that you're running too much or not enough or anything.
No, I think by my being involved a little bit more, I might be able to say, all right, I want this play or I want that play. All right now, because I'm spending more time with the defense, I rely on Brian, and I'm not afraid to rely on Brian. Brian is a good offensive mind and has done a good job, you know, in other places he's been. So that's not it. This is just me looking, trying to find a way to make this team better and to help this team. And so that was one way that I figured that I could do that.
Will you have final say over plays that are being called?
I have them now. Yeah.
Did you find it more difficult or more overwhelming to juggle both jobs than you expected it to be?
No, not overwhelming or more difficult. It's just the time. You know, because as a defense coordinator, you got to spend more time with the defense. And you can't spend as much time with the offense. You can't spend as much time with the special teams. So I'm going to spend more time with those guys.
What are you hoping to bring to the offense and the special teams? I guess what I'm getting at is, like, what is seeing you in there going to, how is that going to make the players feel better?
One, that they see me in there, all right, and then they say, okay, this guy cares, and he will know what they know, because I will be in the meetings and I'm there. Then I do have a perspective about special teams, because I coach special teams, you know, and then as a defensive coach, you do have a perspective about offense and what the offense might be able to do against a particular defense, you know, so then those perspectives might be able to come out earlier rather than later.
So you think players are going to play harder now because they see you in there?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I was going to be there, all right? I think the guys play hard as it is. We don't always play smart, you know. We don't always play smart, but we play hard. Now, I'm just going to be there so that some of those young guys who may perceive me as being a defensive coach says he cares about the offense and he's in here with us and he knows what I know, and now then we'll see where it takes us.
How would you grade your performance at the halfway point of the season?
Well, hey, I grade my performance by the record, and the record is not very good, so you'd have to say it wasn't very good.
How long have you been thinking about making this move?
Well, ever since... I tell you, we evaluate everything all the time, you know, and so I've been thinking about what can I do to try to help the team, you know. And so we had a little bit longer time after the Thursday night game, and I said maybe if I could do this, that might help the team. So that's what I'm going to try.
How did Arenas play against San Diego before he got hurt?
Well, he was trying, giving effort, you know. He was off a little bit too far a couple times, and they completed a couple balls in front of him, but he made tackles. He came up on the run support and made tackles on the run support. So, you know, I think he represented himself pretty decently.
It seems like until that game, you guys have been more comfortable with him as a slot coverage guy.
Well, he still plays slot
right.
On third down,
right.
Yes.
But on first and second down, you guys had him on the outside. What, did something change with him? I mean, he showing you something that would lead you to believe he could handle more of that kind of stuff?
Well, he's a very competitive player, and he's conscientious about what he does and about his effort, and then he will come up and did a good job of tackling when he had that opportunity to.
To clarify on Brady Quinn, he's not been cleared as of yet.
Correct.
You still think he might get cleared in time to play in the Pittsburgh game?
He's being evaluated tomorrow, and then they will let me know something at that time, and then I'll go from there.
Will he be your guy against the Steelers if he's healthy, if he's clear?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I love you guys. No, well, no, I will answer that question tomorrow after I find out what the doctors say. Okay.
Can I ask you about an offensive player now that you're in that meeting room too? Jonathan Baldwin. We know last year with the labor situation and then the injury, you kind of only played a half year. Can you kind of, what's your take on him now? It's been basically a full season for him now, two halves.
Uh huh.
I mean, where is his production? Has it been disappointing, or just what's your take on Jonathan Baldwin?
Well, I tell you what, I think Jonathan, he has not produced as much as we want him to produce, or what I anticipated that he would produce, particularly after the OTAs,
yeah.
Because he did a very nice job there. But you know, we had a piece missing in the OTAs that came back, and I think that impacted a lot of the passing game. So the thing that we have to do is we have to get Jonathan more involved than we've had him involved, and give him an opportunity to be a playmaker for us. And so that's one of the things that we're going to work on and try to make happen.
Yeah, you would think once that piece returned, that might have been opening things up more for him, because that piece gets a lot of attention.
That piece does get a lot of attention and catches a lot of balls, too.
Yeah.
Romeo, what are your impressions of the Steelers from what you've seen so far on tape?
They are a pretty good team. You know, they are physical, strong. They're a good football team.
You know, what did Thursday route not playing have any effect on your decision with him?
No.
No. This game have the advantage, or does Todd Haley have the advantage?
Well, if my players play good, I got the advantage. Because I can't play. Yeah, I can't play. So I need my guys to try to play good.
And back to Baldwin, is he always where he's supposed to be?
When you say always.
I mean, is he where the quarterback expects him to be mostly?
Well, you know, sometimes as a receiver, you know, you're not exact. All right, exactly where the quarterback thinks you're supposed to be. You are where you think you're supposed to be, but you're not always where the quarterback thinks you're supposed to be.
Yeah, Matt, he had a miscommunication, I guess, at least once, didn't they? In one zig and the other zag. And,
yes, on one time, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you would think with Dwayne back, to finish your thought, you're saying because Dwayne wasn't here, Jonathan was getting a lot of stuff, like in training camp where he was so good in St. Joe?
Yes, exactly.
So you're saying with Dwayne back, that's going to lessen Baldwin's opportunities?
Well, it has because the ball has been going to Bo, you know.
All right.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
Ted. No, seriously.
Speaking of
Dwayne, in there.
If ever there's an example on your team right now, somebody who is playing hard and laying on the line, it's Dwayne Bo. I mean, he is. He's taken some shots out there the last few weeks and gets back up and keeps on rolling.
Well, that's right. He does. And he's been productive ever since he got back, and I think that he will continue to be productive, you know. And he does play hard. Now, and he's productive. Now, this doesn't mean that the other guys are not playing hard. They're just not as productive, you know. And I know that we evaluate things by production, just like we evaluate a team by the one loss record, you know. But the guys play hard, and Dwayne is a perfect example.
And he's getting that production with a lot of attention.
Of course.
From the other team.
Yes.